Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 20th edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Split slate of action for you. Pitching was really good on the evening, that's for sure. The early slate was just another what is going on in baseball moment. But the evening was fun. Really good slate. Some fun places to target with bats. Pitching was really, really good. As I said, strikeouts everywhere, which is what we're looking for in DFS. If you need any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDentrick. Get all the podcasts, the written content, and much, much more. Located right there. We got a 7-game slate on Thursday, and it's an early slate starting at 12:20 p.m. Eastern time. So hopefully you guys can get to this before the slate happens. We'll break it down the best we can. Then I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Discord if you have any questions over there. All right, let's get to the totals on this 7-game early slate. D-backs, Braves, 8.5. Brewers, Phillies, 9. Giants, Reds, 10. Padres, Rays, 9. White Sox, Mets, 9. Twins, Mariners, 7.5. Really good pitching on this early slate, which is something we have not been able to say for quite some time, which is really, really nice. So let's get at it here. Spencer Strider, 12-6 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. If you want to pay it, I'm cool with it. You know my feelings on this, though. It's like he does it more often than not, but he has to get you, to me, close to, if not into the 30s, to pay off this price tag. Like he had 18-7 because he had 5 runs against the White Sox his last time out. Still struck out 10. He has 9 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. That's what allows him to be great, because before last start, it was 28 or more points in 4 straight starts. So he is amazing. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. To me, it's just he has to do it or he's letting you down is what it comes down to. And it's a D-backs team striking out 21% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 252 with a 157 ISO, going for the sweep in Atlanta, which would be quite interesting as well. Now, if you want to save some cash, which you definitely can, because there's some great pitchers on the slate that could get you 20 points easily. You got guys like Pablo Lopez at 10-2 at the Seattle Mariners. I mentioned how much the Mariners strike out over the last month, 27% K rate versus righties, hitting 232 with a 177 ISO. This is a team that Kenta Maeda racked up 9 Ks on Tuesday. He did exactly what we talked about. Pablo Lopez has been a machine of late. He has 6 or more Ks in his last 7 outings. It's just been outstanding. Gave up 7 runs against Oakland his last time out, but prior to that, he's been basically putting up 20-plus points time and time again. He had the shutout against Kansas City with about 51 points. If he can give me 20-plus, I'm there. And saving $2,400 off Strider, it's a really big talking point. Like, it really does things. So Pablo Lopez could be one for you at 10-2. I think besides the price point to be low-owned, I think he also gets low-owned because it's such an early slate. It's like the last game of the slate. People like to play the early action. That's just to prove, like, especially on the evening slates. Day slates, the same thing. So Pablo Lopez can come in a little under-owned on this one. Zach Gallen's interesting. I think there's other options where I don't get that cute on this slate. Like, I'd rather go Blake Snell at 9,000 at Toronto. I'm worried he's going to be chalky now, but it's been 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight starts over 20 DK points with 5 30-plus point outings there. He's doing at 9K what we need Spencer Strider to do at 12-6. That's my talking point on this one. You're getting 5 or more innings from Snell. He has not allowed an earned run in his last 3 starts. He has not allowed an earned run in 5 of his last 6 starts. He has 7 or more Ks going back to May 31st with a 10 or more in 4 of his last 6 starts. He's been ridiculous on the mound. And there's going to be a bad start. It's going to happen someday, maybe sooner than later. We'll see. But it's a Toronto Blue Jays team striking out 25% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting 265 with only a 117 ISO. So if Blake Snell can limit the walks, which he's been doing phenomenally of late, he's in line for another great start. Like an underdog fantasy, His pitch out total is 17. I like the over. I think he goes at least six innings in the start. We'll see. Could be wrong. But I love what we're seeing from Snell. Maybe you take the strikeout prop instead. Maybe you take the earned run prop. I think it's 2.5. Take the under, whatever you prefer. But I love Snell. He should be popular on the slate. We shall see. Like a Pablo Lopez Snell combo is very, very juicy. Now, there's value pitchers we'll get to, but those look very nice. Now, if you want to be super contrarian, like I talked about value, like GPP plays on Wednesday, Erod and Darvish both were great. Your tournament plays Andrew Abbott against the Giants at $8,800. Abbott was a little more like human in his last start against Milwaukee, but he's been very, very good prior to those Milwaukee starts. And you got a Giants team striking out 21% of the time versus lefties, hitting 204 with a 129 ISO over the last month. That's not the huge for the Giants versus lefties. So Andrew Abbott would be your tournament play at $8,800, where like people just avoid Green American, especially on a slate like this. Abbott's your dude to go to if you want to be different on this slate. Now going down for the value pitcher I'm looking at here, like Cobb could be your value, but for me, it's Taijuan Walker. We're going to keep rolling with Taijuan Walker because they don't raise his price. Sure, he put up 13 points in his last outing at San Diego. It's because he didn't strike anybody out, but he's $7,300. Prior to that, 8Ks, 6Ks, 5Ks, 8Ks, 5Ks, 8Ks, he's getting the job done. He's allowed two earned runs or less in six of his last seven starts, and he has 20 or more points in six of his last seven starts. Super effective for $7,300. And now you get a Brew Crew team that is getting better at the plate. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But even if you look at like Wednesday's box score, most of the damage is on the Phillies bullpen, was not on the starting pitcher. And it's a Brewers team that's still striking out 22.5% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 231 with a 125 ISO. Taijuan Walker's a phenomenal punt. You can put him with Strider. You can put him with Snell. You can put him with Lopez. You can Abbott and Walker and get all the bats. Many ways to go about it here, but I love Walker. I'll continue to play Walker, even if it's only for 13 to 15 points. The floor he brings with the ceiling and the savings he gives you, big, big fan of on this slate. So recapping your pitching. Strider's fine. I'm not going to say he's a bad play. He's always a great play. I just don't like the price. So for me, it's Pablo Lopez, Blake Snell, Andrew Abbott, Taijuan Walker. My main plays would be like Lopez, Snell, and Walker. Those are my main three on this seven-game super early slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain, and they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow, and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Now, with so much really, really good pitching, bats are different on this slate. It's going to be a fun slate. You got to pick your battles here. Like, do you target Zach Gallen? Probably not. I'd rather target Corbin Burns personally. But where I'm starting things out is if you are targeting Taijuan Walker, William Contreras is one of the guys I want for sure. He's $4,600. But, and there's one other value pitcher technically you can go to, and that's Michael Lorenzen at $5,500. He threw six shutout in his last time. He's thrown back-to-back. He's allowed 0 runs in his last 2 starts, putting up over 20 points. He has 20 or more points in 3 of his last 5 starts. He's $5,500 versus the Kansas City Royals. I meant to mention him earlier. Royals 25% K rate, 227 average, 132 ISO. So I don't mind Lorenzen as a punt as well. That is one you could definitely look at on this slate. If you want to go Walker Lorenzen, fine. If you want to go lower than Walker and go to Lorenzen, that gives you. I wouldn't be shocked if you see Strider Lorenzen combos. That's an easy way to get Strider in your lineup and still get some bats. So just keep that in mind. But Lorenzen is just fine as well. Back to your catching plays on this slate. Jake Rogers versus Greinke at 41. Greinke returning from the IL. Go ahead and target him. If you're not using Abbott, Patrick Bailey at 38 is fine. I love Francisco Alvarez. Double dong 2 nights ago. Had another decent game on Wednesday. Hopefully it's day game after night game. He might get the day off. So keep that in mind. Francisco Alvarez at 36 versus Kopech is very nice. If you're hoping this is Snell's swan song, Danny Jansen at 35 is a great tournament play. If you want to go that direction. Yasmani Grandel at $2,800 versus Quintana. I love attacking Quintana first game back off the IL in this matchup. Other than that, though, Luis Campusano versus Bassett at 22 would be one I'd look at. Wait for lineups on catchers on getaway day. You'll get a bunch of like 2K dudes that you can just say, screw it, I'm punting. Let's rock and roll. First base, now it gets fun. You got like Olsen versus Gallen. Okay. You got Larito versus Snell. Okay. You got Votto versus Cobb at 49. Pete Alonso has been really struggling, but he's $4,800 versus Kopech. We like to target Kopech. But Spencer Torkelson at 38, I like a lot. I like the Detroit stack, at least the little mini stack to save some money. So Torque at 38 versus Greinke is one I'd be looking to target here. Wilmer Flores versus Andrew Abbott at $3,100. We love Flores versus a lefty. He'd be another one. If you think Lorenzen blows up, which you can, because I said 3 of his last 5 or 20-plus points, then he had a negative outing and a 10-point outing. It's Michael Lorenzen after all. So then you got Nick Prado at $2,800 versus Lorenzen as a little bit of savings for you. Michael Ford versus Lopez at 23 if you aren't using Lopez. Totally cool with that. Alex Kirilloff versus Kirby. I told you how Kirilloff's been heating up. Kirilloff went deep again on Wednesday. Kirilloff's $2,200. With so many great pitchers, you're going to have to find avenues to success. Kirby's one that's interesting to me. Like, I like Kirby a lot, but I think the Twins bats, like, they're doing just enough to make it fun, and I wouldn't mind targeting that situation. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at $6,100. Sure. McLain at 58 is very, very solid. Second base shortstop eligible. Jonathan India is back at 48. You got Ha-Sung Kim versus Bassett. The Padres are very much in play versus Bassett. Kim's $4,300. So that works for you. Below 4K, Andy Ibañez at $3,300 versus Greinke. Edward Julian went deep again. I talked about him on the First Pitch podcast. He's rolling like a 7-game hitting streak or something. He's just unconscious right now. He's hitting over 600 in his hitting streak. He hit his third home run over the hitting streak. He's just doing everything right. And he hit it off of Luis Castillo, who pitched great on Wednesday. So that's why the Kirby thing's interesting to me. Edward Julian at $3,100 is definitely a good value on this slate. And other than that, maybe Remillard, if he's in the White Sox lineup at $2,600, could be a punt against Quintana as well. Third base position, Elly De La Cruz at 63 is always in play. But Machado at 52 versus Bassett is not too shabby. Jake Berger versus Quintana. So Berger versus a lefty at 41. Berger's been really bad of late. Interesting spot there versus Quintana to give him a shot. Wilmer Flores at 31, who we mentioned before. Eugenio Suarez, I said it yesterday. He hit his third home run in a third straight game with a home run for Eugenio Suarez. He's still below 3K. He's $2,800 versus Pablo Lopez. So that stands out to be quite interesting as well. Christian Encarnacion Strand is $2,500 versus Cobb. So you have a couple cheapies down here. Shortstop position for you got Elly De La Cruz at 63, McLain at 58, both totally fine. Bo Bichette, a good fade of Snell if you're fading Snell at 53. But Bogaerts at 5K. Bobby Witt Jr. at 48, still way too cheap for his production level. Francisco Lindor at 47. Willy Adames at 46, Carlos Correa at 45. This 4K range is very, very nice. If you don't want to pay up in the 5Ks, I have no problem with that. Even Ha-Sung Kim at $4,300, playing great leading off for the San Diego Padres. So I like all of those guys in that 4K range and save some cash on the 5K guys in a heartbeat. There's really no punting, though. You're sticking in that 4K range for the most part. Outfield for you, you got Acuna at 65, Tatis at 64, I like a lot. Lou Bob at 59 is one of my favorite pay-up spots on this slate. I love it. I guess I'm attacking Quintana. So Lou Bob is a very, very big one there. You got Buxton versus Kirby, but Fraley versus Cobb at 51. George Springer versus Snell, maybe. Spencer Steers up here at 47. Riley Green is back. He's 46 versus Greinke. He is an intriguing Detroit option. Schwarber's been heating up with the home runs in a big, big way. So in tournaments at $4,500 versus Burns, I like that as a contrarian play. TJ Friedl at 44 versus Cobb. You got Nimmo versus Kopech at 42, which is very nice as well. Going down to the mid threes and below, Austin Slater should lead off for the Giants with Abbott on the mound. Slater's $3,600. He crushes, destroys, whatever word you want to use, left-handed pitching. Kerry Carpenter's $3,400 versus Greinke. That's a nice value. Matt Vierling's down here at 32 as well. Tommy Pham at 32 versus Kopech. He's hopefully going to start heating up again. He had a decent game on Tuesday. Going down below 3K now, you got MJ Melendez at $2,900 versus Lorenzen. Will Benson at 28. Benson went deep again on Wednesday. Benson loves facing right-handed pitching in Great American Small Park, so that's a really good value with Will Benson. Max Kepler went deep. He's $2,600. You can get some really cheap Minnesota options to kind of load things up there. Keel Badu's down here at $2,400 versus Greinke. Trent Grisham's swinging it very, very well. He's 24 versus Bassett, so Grisham's a nice cheap piece of San Diego if you want to pay up for all your pitching on this slate. But tons of ways to go. Make sure you check the lineups because of the getaway day. You're going to have some really goofy stuff out there. Recapping your pitching, no problem with Strider, but for me right now, it's Pablo Lopez, Blake Snell, Taijuan Walker, Michael Lorenzen. Those are my main four I'm looking to target. If you're stacking things up, the Reds versus Alex Cobb. If you want to go with the Giants versus Abbott, I'm fine with that. But the Reds versus Cobb. Padres, one of my top stacks versus Bassett. I love a White Sox-Mets game stack pretty much, but I love the Mets more than the White Sox. Like Padres, Mets, White Sox play in that order. And then Detroit versus Greinke is very much in play. The kind of contrarian one I'm looking at, you could go Seattle versus Pablo Lopez, but for some reason Minnesota versus George Kirby is standing out in a big, big way. If you want to take a stand and you can go from a goose egg to, you know, outhouse to penthouse, I think Minnesota is very interesting versus George Kirby on this Thursday slate. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, should have a cheat sheet up for the early slate on Gaining the Edge Fantasy and the Patreon. So those $5 a month if you want to check that out. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap or to get you ready for Friday's big, big slate as always. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 20th episode in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.